G'day everybody, my name is Lukey Bangers, and welcome to this little podcast that I'm putting together. It's kind of a little journal, I guess, a little diary, a little dear diary from Lukey Bangers. So the reason why I'm doing this is it's kind of a twofold effect. I'm kind of using it as like to keep myself accountable. For some of the decisions that I'm going to be making coming up, but it's also just like a mental journal of what it's like to be a content creator and a smaller content creator at that. This first episode is going to be just more of a who am I kind of thing, like an introduction of who I am. And along the way, you'll probably get a picture as to why it is that I'm doing this little podcast. It's kind of like I plan to hopefully bring out two or three little short episodes a week, and it could be just my thoughts on what's happening in my life in terms of my content creation and my headspace. But it's just a way to put it out there. There's a lot of creators out in the streaming and content creation world. More specifically to streaming, the industry is so oversaturated that a lot of us are just pushing shit uphill, no matter how hard we work. It's just, for me, I've been in the game for about 18 months now, and that's relatively short. I'm still a relatively new streamer compared to a lot of people that have been grinding away for years and years and years. But I've probably come along at the time where there has been a huge boom in the industry. And so a lot of you guys out there might be feeling the same feelings, I guess. Sorry about my words. Can't put them together right now. But what I mean is a lot of you will be feeling or experiencing the same experience that myself and a lot of others are. It's trying to come up with really, really good content, enjoyable content. Focusing on community, doing all those right things, and then just trying to grow while not taking on the pressures. But not taking on the pressures, that's very, very, very hard. Myself, it's really got to me over the last few months. And right now, I just feel this really, real overwhelming pressure, like a weight on my shoulders. But I don't want to give up. It's not a sense of give up fully. The weight that I'm feeling right now, as it's evolved, it was a different kind of weight maybe 2 months ago. The weight that I'm feeling right now is like a pressure and an anxiety about jumping back in again. And I don't even think the first time around, if you can call it that, the first 18 months of my journey, that I really dove in 100%, because it's very, very, very hard for me, and a lot of you guys out there, guys and girls out there, might feel this as well. It's very, very, very hard to try and to put 120% into your content creation without making huge sacrifices in your home life. I've made sacrifices. I don't spend near enough time outside of my own little home family in terms of catching up with mates. Playing sports, I don't play as much as what I did before, so I have made sacrifices to try and put more time into this hobby of building my content creation journey and my channels, because it is quite a lot of work. But after all of that, after 18 months, I went into it thinking this would be great. I mean, I own my own business, but I don't necessarily work in an industry that I love. I just know how to do it. I know that I'm good at it, and it puts bread on the table. Content creation is something that I've always had an interest in, either creating content on YouTube, and I've always been an avid gamer, as a lot of us are. So of course, when the industry starts to get a lot of recognition and you start to realize that there's people out there earning part-time to full-time wages playing video games all day, you know, who the fuck doesn't want to do that? So, you know, I jump in head first. And you think, well, I can create good content. so people will have a community. I've had some success. I've built community in multiple different platforms, but it doesn't put you over the edge getting money from it necessarily. And money's not the be all and end all. First off, you just want to meet new people, and I've been fortunate enough to meet some really, really great people all over the world, which is great. That's the part that I like about it, being able to meet people from different cultures and different corners of the globe, which I've never really done before. I've never really put myself out there like that. So to those people that I have met and connected with, I'm glad to have met you. I wouldn't have done it without the content creation. So I'm getting a bit off track here. It's you always go into it thinking this is a hobby that I'd love to do as a job, but the more and more you get into it, you realize that one, there's every man and his dog is trying to do the same thing. So I've always come from a point of view of you have to make your content unique, because why is somebody going to watch your content like over everybody else? I've always looked at myself and thought, well, I don't just want to be another one of those regular Joes with his face in the corner of a game screen just playing Call of Duty. But it's tough, man. I've turned the page altogether and I've kind of gone back to the basics, and I kind of am just one of those guys sitting in the corner playing video games, twiddling his thumbs. If you know who I am and that you've witnessed part of my journey, you'll know that for a good 12 months of those 18 months that I've been in the game until recently, I actually played, well, I did a character stream. So I dressed up as a full superhero with a mask glued to my head with makeup and a full spandex suit with a cape. Captain Radman is how everybody has known me for 18 months. And so just recently I've gone and rebranded myself, because a couple of months ago I started to get into, I don't know what it was, the turn of the new year. Maybe I just knew that 2020 is about to be a shit show, and it started to, maybe I had to premonition, I don't know. But I started to look at the numbers and thought, well, my numbers are actually starting to dip now, and I'm going all out with this character and people seem to love it. And that's the thing, a lot of content creators have come along throughout my journey and jumped in and said, oh, I really love the way you do it, like Captain Redman. They really praised me, but there was something missing in my content. I don't know what it was. I think you wearing the suit and being that character, for whatever reason, I feel like maybe I didn't connect personally with regular viewers as much as what I would have liked. And as I say that now, I think the platform that I was on also played a big role in that. And so that all that stuff started to get to me a little bit. I felt like I was only connecting with other content creators, and they're not really the target audience when you're trying to build like a community that can maybe one day, if it can become something, can turn into like at least a part-time job a subsequent wage. Like, you know, it might not turn into an actual living for me, but it could be a great bonus on top of my own business. If I can get to that level, I'd be happy. But that starts with trying to build a community. So there's a lot of issues, and I think I've probably rambled on. I had dot points here, and I've rambled on for 9 minutes. This episode, I'm probably looking at about 20 minutes. In the future, I'm going to try and stick to about 10 minutes. Just a daily thought every few days. It might have something to do with something I'm trying to go through in my headspace. And what I'm hoping is that if you're out there in podcast land and you are a content creator and you are finding it tough, I'd love to hear your story. I'd love to hear where you thought your content was going, where it's going now, and any issues or triumphs that you've had along the way that you want to share with me. The podcast side of my content now, I'd like to just connect with people and just have some real talk about content creation. Sorry, there's a car going past. I'd really like to connect with you and hear your stories And have you listened to my story along the way as well, in where I'm going to head, what I'm planning on doing, and just, it's kind of a way to keep me accountable as well. I'm going to share with you some of my ideas. I might not tell you a detailed idea if it's something that I want to keep close to my chest, but I might tell you about the directions that I'm heading in. And hopefully putting this out there on the internet sphere is just going to keep me accountable. And the other thing is that I have all these thoughts going through my head, and I just need to get them off of my chest and out of my brain and out there. And I really want to hear other people's feedback on what they're going through and how they can relate, because I feel like there is the 1% of all the tens of probably hundreds of thousands of streamers out there in the world, maybe millions of streamers out there in the world, majority of us don't make it. And even some of us that are claiming to make it probably don't earn that much, but just enough to get by. What are the challenges that you're having? That's the sort of thing that I want to work through with people. In my journey, I'm going to go back to the start. I started on Facebook Gaming in 2018, end of 2018, I think it was October. The reason for starting on Facebook Gaming was because I had done a lot of research for a few months, basically binging YouTube and other podcasts with creators, and the Professor Broman podcast was a big one that I loved listening to. And he always harped on getting in early on a platform that's sort of brand new and planting your flag there against easier to grow. And it is, it's easier to grow on those smaller platforms. And so basically the choice came down to Mixer or Facebook Gaming. I chose Facebook Gaming in the end, which was funny because I didn't start out doing the character, the Radman character. I was still called Captain Radman, but it took me until I think March. So a good 5 months before I actually donned the costume and before I got the balls to actually put it on. I always had it there. I actually had the costume already, but I just didn't do it. And originally I was going to do the costume, so I wasn't going to go on Facebook where people in my real life could actually see me do it. I was going to go to maybe Twitch and probably Mixer for that reason. People that I know in real life probably wouldn't see it. In the end, I decided I wasn't going to use the costume. I'll just jump in and do it on Facebook. And Facebook was really good for however long I was on there, about 9 or 10 months. I actually gained about 2,200 followers, which was really, really good. Full disclosure, I did do some advertising on there, which gained me about 400 or 500, I think, followers. But still, even if we took it back to about 1,500 or just over 1,500, 1,700, something like that, organic sort of followers that I gained while I was on the platform, it was going pretty good. In my last few months there, so I donned the costume in March and started to go full into it. That started to get me a little bit more noticed on the platform. A little bit, here and there. My streams definitely did better, viewership-wise. Come about June or July of 2019, last year, so we're talking about a year ago, I was starting to watch more and more friends of mine that were on Mixer. And I started to see how their platform was like, pretty much like a Twitch, but people were growing on there that I knew a little bit quicker. And the fact that the platform was basically fully outfitted already, and Facebook was struggling, and I had some issues with some of the things that went on in Facebook land, not just Facebook Gaming, just Facebook in general. I may get into it in another episode. I don't hold anything against the platform, and I may even return there for some restreams coming up. But I basically saw Mixer as a platform that was already established. So in my last few months on Facebook, I started getting into Destiny 2, and I started to gain like quite a bit of a following. I was getting anywhere between 30 to 80 concurrent viewers without a raid. That was just through the sharing part of the platform. I still didn't feel like a lot of those people were actually commenting, or I had more people commenting than normal. I'd say probably I had a good 10 to 20 people watching me no matter what game I played, and then I'd get 30 to 80 concurrent viewers on average throughout the stream, depending on the night, if I was playing Destiny. I started to get burnt out on Destiny a little bit. I really grinded through that in the space of about a month or two. to catch up to the current day content because I hadn't played it before. Once I did that, I really wanted to play more Apex and some other games. And when I played those games, I was only seeing 10 to 15 concurrent viewers on Facebook. So I thought, I'll try out Mixer. So I started doing some restreams throughout July. And by the end of that, I was getting more action on my Mixer page than what I was on the Facebook. The people on Facebook had kind of dropped off, I think maybe because I was restreaming, I'm not sure. But the Mixer people didn't have an issue with that, and I had actually converted a few of my viewers over there, so I jumped into Mixer. Mixer did really well. Towards the end of last year, I got quite a few raids from some big partners, especially some Aussie partners that I'd networked with. Which brought in some followers. I ended up only on Mixer just over 500 followers by the time Mixer bit the dust, which is today. As of recording right now, actually, Mixer is going through its final day right now. It's quite sad, actually. I've jumped into a couple of streams to have a look. But yeah, so I was on Mixer. Things were going really, really well up until Christmas and New Year's. I thought, yeah, this is really good. I'm enjoying my time here. January came around and I saw a decline in viewership, which I wasn't too worried about. I heard that after Christmas there is a general decline in viewership. But watching some partners' streams, and I had viewers come into my stream on the regular, some of my regular viewers were regularly having troubles being able to view the stream. And that's a problem on Mixer. Was a problem on Mixer. The video player sometimes didn't work depending on your internet connection. When it worked, great platform, but for a lot of people they had troubles actually viewing the stream. And so some of the partners on the platform that I watched were having the same issue, and it actually started to restream to Twitch. I think kind of like a shot across the bow to the Mixer staff to say, you know, I could build my content and my channel over here if you don't fix this problem, because they were regularly having people also come to them on a much larger scale saying, I can't watch your content. Every time I click on the Mixer app, I can't watch your videos. And so that started to get to me. And then the whole mental process of have I made the wrong decision? I was doing really good on Facebook, and somehow I just thought that was going to translate to Mixer, because people will see Mixer and they'll love it just like I do. And so I think that affected my content, to be honest. And so I started to get a real funk, and it got to the point where I started restreaming to Twitch in February. I found a great Australian community over there, and I thought, you know, my regular returning viewers on Mixer had diminished down to a handful, really, in February. And so I started to not put on the costume, and I started to feel more comfortable and being able to talk more open, just like I am right now. And this is kind of some of the reasons behind doing a little podcast. Talking more openly and not having to jump up and down and dance around being a hype man like I did as Radman, I just couldn't do it anymore. So being in a funk, I just couldn't jump around and be that happy person all the time. And that really isn't me anyway. If I had jumped in and somehow became viral as Radman immediately, and the interactions just soared and never came back again, never dropped, I probably would have kept doing it. But I'm a realist. I knew that was unlikely. I didn't know this until afterwards. But as my viewership declined, it really fucked with my head. And so that's something that you guys might relate to too, if you've had some success and then seen a drop. So fast forward, February, doing some restreams. March, I had to close my business because of COVID-19. And I think that affected me mentally too. And so I just couldn't. I'd stopped all my streaming altogether. Except I had already been accepted into a wonderful community on Twitch called Game on Oz, AUS, Oz, as in Australia, and been invited into their stream team, which I'm loving. That's kind of, I think, without the Goa community, I may have quit streaming altogether. I've continued to do my Saturday night streams on Goa, even though I haven't like kept on with my own content. I've done a rebrand a couple of weeks ago to Lukey Bangers because I wanted to rebrand as myself so I can introduce you to my life and, you know, my family and connect with people on that sort of level. More personable, I think, because I think that's where the Radman character couldn't get over that hump of being personable with people. And overall, as I said, I'm not really a super entertainer or a hype guy. I'll do it on my streams, but now I'm not forced to do it because of the costume. I probably should have played like some sort of a villain character all the time. That would have probably been more up my alley because I'm pretty cynical. I'm a pretty cynical person. I'm a realist and a skeptic, and I probably should have weighed into that a lot more. And I can now as Lukey Bangers. So that's the thing. But anyway, Mixer bit the dust, and now I'm really, I don't know if it's depression. I'm definitely feeling like a big weight at the moment. It's almost like I'm watching my dream disappear into the sunset without me. So moving forward, I'm now on Twitch. If you didn't know, twitch.tv/LukeyBangers. That's with a Z because I'm cool. I'm going to jump back into streaming. Coming up soon, I've been speaking to my wife about it. I really just need to come up with a schedule. And included in my schedule, I'm going to record YouTube videos once a week. I'm hoping to get out one video a week. Because realistically, in such an oversaturated industry that we have right now in streaming, and I've been saying this for a long time now, but I've just got to get off my ass and do it myself as well. I've got to heed my own advice. You really need to come up with another platform, whether it's a YouTube or doing funny videos on Twitch or doing some unique TikTok content, if you can break into that market somehow, to try and draw people through to your Twitch, because they don't have that discoverability as such. People won't just find you en masse. And so I'm looking at creating some YouTube content. Probably won't be gaming related as such. It's probably going to be, sorry, the phone ringing. It's probably going to be more just me talking about videos and TV shows and stuff that I like. In a funny manner, I'm going to try and make those entertaining. Maybe YouTube was always going to be my forte because you can edit around all of the lulls in between the hype. And therefore, it can appear as if I'm hyped all the time. So who knows, maybe Radman will appear. I've been saying Radman will come back in some form. But Lukey Bangers is where it's at. That's me now. You're meeting me for the first time. So that's my journey. That's 23 minutes now we're into this. Way longer than what I thought I was going to talk. So I think I've gone through all of my dot points there, so that's good. So I appreciate everybody here. I'm going to give you a call to action for if you want to post any questions to me or share your story with me. You can always DM me on Twitter. Twitter/LukeyBangers. So that's LukeyY BangerZ. LukeyBangers with a Z. And that's what I am on all platforms. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, everywhere. LukeyBangers. I always like to make sure I can get a name where it's available everywhere. But thanks for listening to my little story. I think I'm just... You might see an episode every few days, maybe. At least a couple of times a week, I'm planning on giving you a little 10-minute insight into where I'm at and to maybe address some of your questions. So if you want to post a public question to me, just tweet out at Lukey Bangers, make sure you include the at Lukey Bangers and use the hashtag. I don't even have a name for this podcast yet. Use the hashtag. Let me just make sure this is available first. I'm thinking Lukey Pod. I'm going to search Lukey Pod, hashtag Lukey Pod now to make sure that's not a thing. It's not. So Lukey Pod, Lukey Pod, P-O-D. Hashtag Lukey Pod, tag at Lukey Bangers with a Z. And let me know about your content creation journey. If you have any questions, if you have any feedback for me about the podcast itself, let me know. And thanks for listening to my first journal entry, I guess you can call it. By the next episode of this podcast, I'll have a name for the podcast. But thanks for joining me. Thank you for joining me here. Thanks for listening to my problems. Let me know where you're at in your content creation journey. I appreciate the heck out of you guys, and I'll see you on the next one.